Chapter 5. A Village Life. Mowgli left the jungle and found a village. There were many boys there watching cows and buffaloes. When they saw Mowgli, they were frightened. They ran back to the village. The boys brought back many of the village people. The people looked at Mowgli. There were many marks on his body.
"They are wolf bites," said one person. "Messua, remember Messua. Your child was taken by a tiger," said another person.
"Yes, he really looks like my son. I will take him to my house," said Messua.
Mowgli went to live with the woman in her house. He didn't like it at all, but he tried his best. He also did his best to learn the people's language. "I am a man," he thought. "I must live like a man." Mowgli became used to his new life. He learned many new things. He learned how to talk and how to eat like people. He wore clothes and joined the village people for festivals. He worked to take care of the cows and buffaloes. One night, he climbed through a window. He wanted to sleep under the stars. He lay down on a field, and he soon felt a cool, wet nose on his face. It was Gray Brother, the eldest of Mother Wolf's cubs.
"Gray Brother, I'm so happy to see you."
"I have news for you. You burned Shere Khan's fur with the fire. He is very angry, and he has gone away. However, he made a promise. When he returns, he will kill you," said Gray Brother.
"I made a promise too," said Mowgli.
"Please always bring me news, Gray Brother. We will need to meet again," said Mowgli. "I will go to the huge tree by the river every day and wait for you."
Every day, Mowgli went to the tree. For a very long time, Gray Brother did not come. But one day, he was there waiting for Mowgli.
"Shere Khan plans to attack you at the village gate this evening. He is resting in the Waingunga Valley. He ate and drank this morning," Gray Brother told Mowgli.
"He is such a stupid tiger," laughed Mowgli. "His stomach is full and heavy now. He will not be able to run fast. I can surprise Shere Khan in the valley."
"I have an idea," said Mowgli. "I will take this herd of cows to the end of the valley. They will block Shere Khan. Then I will take the buffaloes and send them running down the valley. They will chase Shere Khan, and the cows will stop him from escaping. I can catch him between the cows and the buffaloes. But I cannot do this alone."
"I want to help," said Gray Brother. "There is someone else who can help too. It is Akela," said Gray Brother.
At that moment, Akela appeared. Mowgli was very happy.
"We must do it quietly. We cannot wake Shere Khan," said Mowgli.
So Akela and Mowgli quietly took the buffaloes to the top of the valley. Now Mowgli was riding Rama, the biggest buffalo.
He shouted out, "Shere Khan, it is time for us to fight."
Akela then forced the buffaloes to run down the valley. Shere Khan heard the sound of running buffaloes. He had to run to escape, but he couldn't run very fast. The food in his stomach made it difficult. He ran to the bottom of the valley and then saw the cows. He could not escape. Very quickly, they were upon him. There, Mowgli got off Rama. He looked back and saw Shere Khan lying dead on the ground.
"We did it!" shouted Mowgli. "We killed Shere Khan!"
Mowgli took the coat from the tiger with his knife.
"Let's go to my home in the jungle," he said to Gray Brother and Akela.
They went to Mother Wolf's cave.
"Mother," Mowgli called out, "I have returned. I killed Shere Khan."
His mother and his wolf family came to greet him.
"We are so happy that you are home," they said.
At that moment, Bagheera appeared.
"Little brother, you have returned," he said.
Mowgli showed them Shere Khan's coat.
"I am not a member of the wolf pack," said Mowgli, "and I will not go back to the village. I will hunt in the jungle alone."
Mowgli's wolf family then said,
"We will hunt together. We are one family."
So Mowgli and his wolf family left the meeting rock. They lived happily together in the jungle.